Psalm 126.
我们来读一首 诗篇 126篇。
We just sang one song about Zion. Here is another song about Zion.
我们刚刚唱了一首诗歌是关乎锡安，现在这里诗篇是关乎锡安的。
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Then was our mouth filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, The Lord hath done great things for them.
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。The
Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。Turn
again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。They
that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。He
that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾款回来。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。Our
Father, we come to you this day in a season of harvest.
哦，父啊，我们来到你跟前，乃是收割的日子。As
the fields are harvested and the Jews celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
哦，当犹太人他们庆祝这个祝棚节的时候。And
their hearts are turned to Zion.
哦，他们的心都转向锡安。
We're also thankful to be in a season of harvest, and we come unto Zion, the city of our Lord Jesus, the King.
主，我们心中也是欢喜快乐，我们来到一个收割的季节，我们来到锡安朝见我们的神。We
pray that you would help us understand what the kingdom thinks about Zion.
我们求主让我们能够认识，这个国度是如何思想这个锡安。Help
us to grow and step up and ascend by your Spirit into Mount Zion.
让我们成长，借着你的灵，我们能够长成这个锡安。We
know according to Hebrews chapter 12, it's our privilege to have come to Mount Zion.
我们知道按着希伯来书12章，我们来到了锡安山。So
help us climb step by step up onto higher ground.
所以帮助我们可以一步一步地爬得更高的境界。Until
we reach Zion, the eternal city of God.
一直到我们到达锡安，是神永远的城。Give
this time now into your hands.
我们把时间交在你手中。In
Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
Well, we are here in the afterglow of the gospel meeting we had yesterday.
我们今天乃是在昨天的福音聚会的这个闪光闪亮之后。And
I just wanted to share a kingdom message about with the importance of the gospel.
我盼望可以分享一个国度的信息，是注视的这个福音的。Because
serving the Lord in the gospel is an important part of his kingdom life.
因为我们在这国度里面的日子，这个传福音这个是非常重要的。Now
we know that this psalm is one of 15 that are called the songs of ascent.
我们知道这一首诗篇乃是一个上行之诗的其中一首。And
each of the psalms progressively speaks of our growing as Christians from glory to glory.
这一些上行之诗呢，就是代表我们信徒如何能够慢慢的成长，一直到荣耀。We
are ascending by the Holy Spirit as He perfects us.
我们借着圣灵，祂一直在帮助我们能够一直成长。And
we see that this psalm is centered around Zion.
我们看见这一篇诗篇是住在这个是关于锡安。
Now that may just sound like a strange city to you, part of Jerusalem in the ancient days.
对你来说，或许这个是一个非常不熟悉的，好像是在以前古时耶路撒冷的地方。
But for the Christian, Zion is the only place to live.
可是对于基督徒来说，锡安是唯一我们居住的地方。As
we see by this song, here's where we find joy.
因为你看到这诗篇里面讲到了喜乐。You
know, it's a great joy to be in Zion.
我们在西安里头是蛮有喜笑的。And
no matter where you are as a Christian, when you come to Zion, we sense how wonderful it is, God's house.
不论你在哪里，我们来到西安的时候，我们看见神的家里是何等的充满喜乐。Now
we have been studying the Gospel of Matthew.
我们曾经在读研读马太福音。And
this Psalm 126 connects us with Matthew 13 in one strategic way.
这个诗篇126篇呢，它跟这个马太福音第13章，它有一个非常重要的一个连接。As
we begin our study again, we'll find ourselves on Wednesday night in Matthew chapter 13.
当我们在开始我们的查经礼拜三晚上的时候，我们发现我们现在在马太福音的第13章。In
this chapter, Jesus begins to speak in parables.
在这一章里头，主耶稣开始用比喻来说话。And
the first and very important parable is the parable of the sower.
这第一个非常重要的比喻就是那撒种的比喻。The
sower went out to sow in the fields.
那一个撒种的人出去撒种。And
here in this psalm, we find a sowers who are sowing precious seed.
我们在这一个诗篇里头，我们也看见有一个撒种的人，他在撒一些宝贵的种子。
And I wanted us to look at this scripture this morning for the first reason is to emphasize the importance of sowing the seed of the gospel.
所以我盼望我们看这个诗篇的时候，我们可以看见如何重要，就是我们撒这个福音的种子。Matthew
chapter 13 tells us a secret about gospel sowing.
在马太福音13章里面讲到了，就是这个福音撒种的一个奥秘。
How does the kingdom of God come to this earth?
这个神的国度是如何能够来到世上呢?
And the answer is,
答案呢?
By sowing the seed of the kingdom.
乃是在撒这个神国的种子。Matthew
shows us that the kingdom comes in not by might nor by power, but by sowing the seed of the kingdom.
马太让我们看见这一个国度来临。
If you understand the context of Matthew, Jesus did many miracles, but people did not come into the kingdom because of the miracles.
主耶稣行了许多的神迹，可是人不是他借的那些神迹进入神国。And
Jesus did amazing works like stopped the sea when it was in the midst of the storm, or fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fish.
主耶稣行了许多的神迹。 包括平静风和浪，他也喂饱了5000人，用5饼2鱼。But
it was not by might or power that people entered into the kingdom and were saved.
可是不是按着这些大能的事，人进到神国得救。The
secret of the kingdom is this.
这个国度的奥秘是什么呢?
God the Father sowed His Son upon this earth.
就是父神把他的儿子
He is Abraham's seed.
他乃是亚伯拉罕的儿子。And
he died and produced the kingdom of God.
他死了就产生了，就是神的国。As
Jesus says himself in John chapter 12, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
就主耶稣在约翰福音12章说，一粒麦子若不落在地上死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。Now
yesterday there was a wonderful opportunity to sow the seed of the kingdom gospel.
昨天呢是一个很好的机会，我们来撒这个天国的福音的种子。Because
if we throw that seed, the Holy Spirit can take that seed and germinate it in somebody's heart. They can be born again.
因为你如果撒这个种子，圣灵可以 把这个种子撒在人心当中，他们就可以重生。
We are saved by hearing that word of God.
当你听到那个神的话的时候，你就得救了。
And the Holy Spirit takes that word and he produces and makes us born again into the kingdom.
圣灵呢，他就把这些话语，让你能够，能够重生。进入神的国。
Now, when we sow the seed, we cannot predict what the soil will be.
当你撒这个种的时候，我们不能够知道这个地是如何。
Some people will receive this gospel seed.
有一些人他们愿意接受这一个福音的种子。
But other soils are not ready.
可是有一些地土呢，他们却没有预备可以承受。
Now, we're not supposed to just look for good seed and a good soil and sow the seed.
But
sow the seed of the kingdom to all.
我们并不是要好像先寻找到一个好土你才撒那个种可是我们应该是对人所有的人都能够撒
So yesterday the kingdom grew we hope by 4 more souls
所以我们盼望昨天呢国度的确是增多了4位灵魂
Now Psalm 126 is a wonderful psalm
对诗篇126篇是美好的诗篇
But immediately when we read it we see that there is something strange there
可是在我们读的时候好像有一些特别。
The beginning is full of joy.
在开始的时候是蛮有喜乐。
The ending is full of tears.
可是在结束的时候却好像是 蛮有哭泣。
Is it possible to have the joy of the Lord and tears from the Lord?
是有没有可能呢就是又有喜乐又有流泪呢
But we discover in our Christian life, as we grow in our Christian life,that it's filled with both joy and tears.
可是我们发现在我们基督徒的成长路上是充满了喜乐也充满了流泪。
Now we're going to look at this psalm on 3 different levels this morning.
我们盼望用三种的角度来看这个诗篇。
They all have to do with the joy and the tears of Zion.
他们都跟这个锡安的喜乐跟流泪有关。
First, we're going to look at this psalm as the gospel method of sowing the seed for the kingdom to grow.
第一我们要看就是借着这个锡安如何能够按着福音的种子可以成长。
But then we're going to take a look at the psalm again on another level, a higher level.
可是我们要用在更高的一个境界来看这个诗篇。
Are we ready to step up to a higher level?
我们是不是愿意这个能够到一个更高的境界呢
This is a song of ascending.
这是一个上行之诗。
So secondly, we'll just look for a moment at the revelation of God's plan for reviving and perfecting His Christians.
我们就看神的计划，如何愿意能够叫他的儿女，他的儿女可以成熟，可以完全。
And then on the third level, finally, we'll look at something according to God's eternal purpose.
然后最后我们就看见在神永远的旨意里面。
For this psalm speaks to us of God's love.
因为这个诗篇讲到神对锡安的爱。
Alright, so now we begin with this wonderful scripture. When the Lord turned again the captives of Zion, we were like them that dream.
所以我们开始来看。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing.
我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候。
Now something happened just before this psalm was written.
在这一个诗篇被写出来以前，有一些事情发生。
God turned set us free from the captivity.
神他叫我们释放从我们的被掳的光景当中释放出来。
And so first this psalm speaks about our salvation.
所以这一个诗篇第一个让我们看见关于我们的救恩。
If you have been turned away from sin and turned to Zion, you have come into eternal life.
如果你曾经被释放从这个罪当中释放出来进入这个锡安那你是得到了这个永生。
Now every one of us was a sinner held captive by something.
我们每一个人都是罪人，我们都是被一些捆绑的。
I don't know what captivated you, if it was pride, fear, or lust.
我不知道是什么东西曾经掳掠过你不论是骄傲，不论是情欲。
Maybe For some of us, it's the world's goods that have captured us.
有些人呢，是一些世上的一些物质。
For some younger ones, maybe social media has captured us.
也许对一些年轻人来说，是那些媒体世界的媒体。
But we come to the place where we're bound and captive by Babylon.
可是我们却是好像被掳到了巴比伦一样。
Now, I can't go into the history of Babylon, but I'll just tell you a few things about it.
我们不能够好像解释这个巴比伦的历史，可是我们稍微提一下。
As you know, Babylon was represented in the great statue of Daniel as gold.
我们知道巴比伦在那个但以里的那个大象，它乃是那个金的头。
It was considered one of the wealthiest kingdoms of all time.
它乃是历史上的一个非常富裕的国家。
You heard about the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and all the huge buildings that they built.
你有听说过那个巴比伦的那个空中花园，他们也盖了许多的建筑。
Now, if you like gold, you like Babylon.
你如果喜爱金子的话，你就会喜爱巴比伦。
But it was also the most terrible place to live.
可是那也确实一个非常污秽的地方居住。
They had many idols.
他们有许多的偶像。
And if you didn't worship all the idols, they would kill you.
如果你不拜他们的偶像，他们就会把你杀了。
And so every time you get some gold, you have to pay very high taxes.
所以你每次拿到金子的时候，你要付很大的税。
You gotta worship this god, you gotta worship that god.
因为你需要拜这个像，你要拜那个神。
It was very superstitious empire.
这是一个非常迷信的一个帝国。
They offered yearly sacrifices of virgin women up on top of their holy buildings to appease their gods.
他们每一年他们都牺牲一些处女在他们的山上。
Only God's grace can deliver us from Babylon.
只有神的恩典可以把我们从巴比伦拯救出来。
All of us lived in Babylon.
我们所有的人都曾经住过这个巴比伦。
You know,From 1954 to 1962, I lived in Babylon, the town on Long Island.
从1954年到1962年，我住在长岛上的那个巴比伦这个城。
So I was twice captured.
所以我好像被两次被掳一样。
But thank God for His grace.
我感谢主，他有恩典。
And He saved me.
他拯救了我。
And listen to what they're saying. Oh, we were like them that dream. You just can't believe how the Lord set us free.
你看他们说的，我们好像做梦的人，我们几乎不敢相信神叫我们得到自由。
It's joyful.
是蛮有喜乐的。
We're full of laughter.
我们都在喜笑。
Our mouths are singing.
我们的嘴都在欢呼。
And our mouths are also filled with water because we're baptized.
我们的嘴里也都蛮有水，因为我们被受洗了。
So we had 2 weeks of joy. 2 weeks ago, we filled people's mouths with water.
因为我们有两个礼拜的喜笑，因为两个礼拜前我们把有些人的嘴都充满了水。
And then yesterday, we filled people's hearts with the gospel.
然后昨天呢，我们又用福音把那些人的嘴昨天充满了。
Oh, there's great joy in Zion.
在西安乃是有何等大的一个喜乐。
I know many choruses, I don't think you know, but choruses like, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion, let's go up to Zion.
我们有许多的诗歌好像讲到我们，让我们上到西安，让我们上到西安。
There's joy in Zion.
在西安有喜乐。
Now I hope when you got saved, you found the joy of the Lord.
那我盼望当你得救的时候，你就得到了主的喜乐。
And you can say, I am drinking from the wells of the joy of my salvation.
你就能够说我是从那喜乐的泉源来饮水。
For me, it was a dream.
对我来说好像是梦一样。
You know, I was saved when I was 20 years old. I had so much guilt in my heart from sins I had committed.
我20岁的时候得救，我心中真是曾经被许多的罪捆绑。
I couldn't believe my sins were forgiven, but it felt like a big weight came off of my heart.
我无法相信我的罪几乎竟然被饶恕，好像一个重的重担被挪去。
You know, it's a wonderful thing to gather like we do on Sundays.
我们在主日的时候聚会是何等好。
Sing a bunch of songs.
我们唱一些诗歌。
I hear a bunch of prayers. I have no idea what they're saying.
我听到一些祷告，我根本就不了解他们说什么。
Then I hear one brother praying all the prayers.
然后我听到一个弟兄，他就祷告所有的祷告。
We see the kids running around. There's much joy in Zion.
我们看见孩子跑来跑去，在西安有何等的喜乐。
And so this begins our pilgrimage upwards and upwards.
这就开始我们的一个好像朝圣的路，我们往上走。
Now we notice as we're going upwards in verse 2, that it says, they said among the heathen, the Lord has done great things.
在第二节我们看见外邦中有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。
Now as a Christian, we're saved and we're thankful our sins are forgiven.
我们是基督徒，我们感谢主，因为我们的罪被赦免了。
But many times we don't realize how important is our salvation.
可是许多时候我们都不明白我们的救恩何等的重要。
How great a work God has done in our hearts.
神在我们心里面成就的是何等大的事。
And sometimes the way we discover how great is our salvation is when others say, hey, you're a lot different than you used to be.
可是有的时候当人家会说哎，你好像跟以前有很大的改变，我们才认识到这个救恩的重要。
Now when these saints came back to Zion and they began worshiping and knowing the joy of the Lord, the people around them said, oh, God has done a great thing in their lives.
所以当这些圣徒他们回到锡安，他们非常蛮有喜乐的时候，别人就说，哦，神真是在为他们行了大事。
Now I know that you're not perfect, neither am I.
我知道你并不完全，我也不完全。
But I think your family around you can see there's a difference.
可是我相信你在你家人周遭的家人，他们会注意到你有不同。
And I hope your work associates who look at you say, there's something different.
我也希望你在公司的同事或者是你的同僚，他们也可以注意到有一些你有不太一样。
That would be a miracle if your spouse said, I see something different.
如果你的伴侣或者是你的配偶，他会说，我也注意到你有不太一样。
But at some point the penny drops and we realize, you know something? God has done a great thing.
然后我们忽然好像就恍然大悟说，神的确行了大事。
So we see in verse 3, the people say, wow, the Lord has done great things for us, and we're glad.
第三节耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
I see, sometimes as a Christian, we don't realize what a great thing the Lord has done for us.
经常我们做基督徒，我们没有认识到神为我们成就了何等大的大事。
When we realize it, something deeper happens within us.
当我们认识到的时候，在我们内心的深处就有发生一些事。
Now this is a very important early stage as a Christian.
这个是基督徒开始的阶段的时候会发生的。
And here is the revelation.
这个启示在什么哪里呢？
Because I am saved, I have a testimony to give.
因为我得救了，所以我有一个见证要给。
God has done great things, and I should tell others about these great things.
神有成就了大事，所以我应当向别的人说这个事。
You see, we of course are all very selfish people.
我们的确都是非常自私的人。
And even when we get saved, we say, ah, man, I'm so glad I'm saved. My sins are forgiven. And, well, praise God.
当我们得救的时候，我们都说，我们真庆幸我得救了，感谢主。
But one day as we're growing, we realize we have a testimony. We're to be the light of the world.
可是有一天当你成长的时候，你发现我们有一个见证，我们要做世上的光。
And then is when we cry our first tear.
那个时候就是当你你哭泣你的第一个流泪。
As it says in verse 4.
第四节说
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south.
耶和华求你使我们被掳的人归回好像南地的河水复流。
Now when we're saved, the love of God is poured into our hearts.
当我们得救的时候神的爱就倾倒在我们心里。
And we are so selfish, but we can't help it. Because when His love comes into us, we start to love other people around us.
我们虽然这么自私，可是当他的爱充满我们的时候，我们无法禁不住的，我们就愿意比别人分享。
Now, it depends how far up you are, but so how many of you are still 99% selfish?
所以我不知道你们多少人是有99%的自私。
But at least 1% you care for your other people.
可是至少你有1%的你能够关心别人。
I hope the percentage is much lower than that.
我希望你的这个百分比更低一点。
I remember when I got saved.
我记得我得救的时候。
I enjoyed my salvation.
我非常的喜乐我的救恩。
But suddenly I realized one day, wait, I have a brother and sister, they're not saved.
我忽然有一天发觉我有弟弟我有妹妹可是他们还没有得救。
I have a mom, I have a dad, they're not saved.
我有我的母亲我的父亲他们还没有得救。
And so I began to cry for them.
所以我就为他们开始哭泣。
I began to pray for them.
我就开始为他们祷告。
What should I do?
我应当做什么呢?
Because they don't have the joy of the Lord.
因为他们没有享受主的喜乐。
They can't live in Zion.
他们不能够住在锡安。
It's a wonderful place to come where we sense a burden for those workers, people around us, or our schoolmates, or our family, or our friends.
当我们对我们的朋友、我们的家人、亲戚、同事有这个负担的时候， 那是一个好的地方。
You know, they are captives, just like we used to be.
他们呢就跟我们以前一样都是被掳的人。
I'm continually amazed by very, very, very rich people who commit suicide.
我经常很惊讶地看见一些很有钱、富有的人，他们却自杀。
The world says they have everything.
世界会说他们拥有一切。
But if they don't have Zion, they're in captivity.
可是他们如果没有锡安，他们就是被掳的人。
They may live in Babylon, but that's not a happy destination.
他们也许住在巴比伦，可是这不是一个好的地方。
But we cry for them.
可是我们为他们哭泣。
But we also cry because we realize there's a risk in sowing seed of the gospel.
我们哭泣也是因为我们这个撒福音的种子也有一个危险。
Verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
第五节，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Right? So, you have gospel seed now as a Christian.
你做一个基督徒，你有这个福音的种子。
Are you willing to share and sow the seed?
你愿意分享，你愿意撒这个种吗？
You may have to sow in tears.
你也许需要流泪撒种。
Because there's a risk involved.
因为这里好像有一个危险。
Now there's a cross involved.
你需要这里有一个十字架。There's
a cost involved.
这里有一个代价。
Well, you might lose a friend.
也许你会失掉一个朋友。
Or maybe your uncle will stop talking to you.
或者你的叔叔会
Or maybe your friends will find out that you're a Christian and they'll start to pester you and persecute you.
或许你的朋友发觉你是信主的，他们反而来逼迫你。
But we can't help it. If we have the joy of Zion, we also find the tears of Zion in our heart.
可是我们是禁不住的，因为你如果经历过锡安的喜乐，在你的心里面有这个喜乐。
So thank God, April 1st, 1964, I got saved.
所以感谢主，在1964年的4月4号我得救了。Then,
by the beginning of June, my mother got saved.
然后在六月的开始，我的妈妈也得救了。In
July, my father got saved.
然后七月的时候，我的爸爸也得救了。In
August, my sister got saved.
然后八月的时候，我的姐妹也得救了。And
my older brother, you know, there's always one in this family very stubborn.
我的哥哥他非常的固执。He
lasted till September.
他坚持到了九月才得救。Oh,
now, listen. I had joy in my salvation. But the joy that comes when you have spread gospel seed and you see somebody you love come to Zion, this joy is deeper joy.
我的确我信主的时候我得救我有那个喜乐。 可是当你的种子撒出去以后，你看到你的朋友、家人能够得救，那一个喜乐是更大的喜乐。Now
we talk about growing spiritually.
我们讲到属灵的成长。But
I'm glad to see we have the high school in here today.
我感谢主，今天有我们的高中在我们当中。You
can look around. They're all the boys who have hair on their head still.
那就是我们当中头上还有头发的一些。Now.
What they need to realize, and we all have to realize, if we're to grow spiritually, witnessing is one of the steps of our spiritual growth.
我们需要认识，我们如果愿意属灵里面有成长的话，这个做见证乃是我们非常需要的步骤。
You know, we have some people in this congregation. They go out on the streets, hand out tracts, and preach Jesus.
我们当中有一些人，他们会就在街上，我们就会发一些单张，然后传耶稣。
Now maybe the rest of you think that they're crazy.
也许有一些我们人当中会觉得他们好像疯狂了。
But they have the joy of the Lord.
可是他们呢，却有主的喜乐。
Although we sow with tears,
虽然我们流泪撒种
，and laboring in the gospel is labor of prayer indeed.
所以对福音的这个负担是为他们的祷告。
Yet here is a promise in verse 5 that is true to anyone willing to be a witness of the gospel.
所以在这个第五节里头有一个应许。乃是为着所有愿意为福音撒种的人的应许。
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Now, are you a young Christian?
你是否是一个年轻的基督徒呢
？Let me tell you of a life-changing experience.
让我跟你分享一个改变你生命的经历。
When you are one of those people who brought somebody to the Lord, there is a joy. That's there.
你如果是一个把一个人带到主跟前的那里有一个非常大的喜乐。
And you have just gained a reward in heaven.
你就在天上得到了一个赏赐。
And this is one of the righteousnesses that makes the garment for the bride as she makes herself ready.
这乃是这个新妇装扮自己的一个其中的一个重要的点。
And so we pray, and so we cry, and so we say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to go.
所以我们祷告，我们流泪，我们跟主说，我愿意去。
And that's why this wonderful psalm ends with verse 6.
所以这一首诗篇，它结束的是第六节。
Now he that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him.
那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
The kingdom seed is so precious. How Jesus died for us.
这个国度的种子是何等的宝贵，主耶稣为我们而死。
And your testimony is so precious. How Jesus saved you.
你的见证是何等的宝贵，就是关乎如何主耶稣救了你。
Now, my father-in-law was a wonderful Christian. He is one that helped me to be saved.
我的岳父他是一个美好的基督徒，他就这是带我能够信主。
Now, I was only a Christian for 3 months, and he said to me, Dana, we're going to somebody's house, and I want you to witness to them about how to be saved.
我刚刚得救三个月，他就把我带到一个不信主的人家里头，他说，Dana, 你要向他们做见证。见证你如何得救。
Now, I didn't know the scriptures, only a few of them.
我其实都不太认识主的话。
He said, come on, let's go.
他就要我一起去。
We got to this young man's house.
我们到了这个年轻人家里。
And my father-in-law introduced us, and then he said, okay, Dan, talk.
我的岳父他介绍我，然后他就说，Dana，你就讲话吧。
And all I could tell him was how I got saved, how I got down on my knees, how I prayed, Jesus come into my life.
我只能够跟他们说我自己怎么样得救的，我如何跪下来祷告，我邀请主耶稣进入我的心里。
And then the sense of forgiveness and the love of God I felt in my heart.
然后我如何能够在我心中感受到神对我的爱。
Then my father-in-law said, "Now, young man, would you like to be saved like that?"
然后我的岳父就跟那个年轻人说，年轻人，你愿不愿意就像这样得救呢？
And he said, yes.
他就说好。
And we got down on our knees.
我们就那时候跪下来。
And I saw the first person get saved by my sharing seed.
然后我就看到了第一个因为我的见证的关系而得救的一个人。
Now, I didn't have a lot of scripture. I knew the Romans road, but I just didn't know much.
其实我不是那么认识圣经，可是我真的不太懂。
But when I told my testimony, this was a very powerful weapon.Of the testimony, and it's like the person said, "Wow, the Lord has done great things."
所以当我分享我的见证的时候呢，这其实是讲到耶和华他行的大事。所以这个人看到就惊讶，他就说：“神的确做了这个大事。”
And so we sow the word of a testimony of salvation into people's lives, and the Holy Spirit begins to work.
所以当我们把这个救恩的这个见证传出去的时候，他们就看见神做的事。
And you may have to labor in that field for a while, but one day you bring home a sheaf. This is the Lord's offering. Somebody who's been saved.
也许你需要在那个田地里头 工作，可是有一天你会把这个和款带来，这就是那些得救的灵魂。
Now it doesn't matter how young or old you are.
不管你年轻或者是年长。
Have you ever sown and then seen somebody saved?
你有没有撒种过，也看见有人得救呢？
Oh, there's wonderful joy in that.
在这个当中有何等的喜乐。
Now we go back and retrace this psalm again, looking at it from another angle.
然后我们现在再回去，从另外一个角度来看这个诗篇。
Because the truth of the matter is, this song begins with somebody who's already saved.
因为实际上呢，这个诗篇开始的时候已经讲到那些得救的人。
These are God's children.
他们乃是神的儿女。
Who once belonged in Zion.
他们曾经属于过锡安。
But turned away into captivity.
可是他们却转了被掳去了。
Until the Lord brought them back.
一直到主把他带回来。
So this song also speaks to us of God's work in recovering us from sin and captivity to the world.
所以这一首诗篇它也讲到我们如何能够神能够把我们从世界跟巴比伦被掳的能够带回来。
Now the 15 songs of ascent starts with Psalm 120 and goes up. Those 15 songs speak about salvation, and then revival, and then being made holy, and then coming to Zion.
所以这15篇的上行之诗从120篇开始，他讲到救恩，如何他们能够最后也来到锡安。
Because you see, when we're saved and we come into Zion,
你知道当我们得救以后，我们来到锡安。
We've been saved from sin and we've been saved from the world.
我们从世界得救，我们从罪当中得救。
But we haven't been saved from ourselves yet.
可是我们还没有从我们自我当中得
救。How many of you know your worst enemy is yourself?
多少人知道我们最大的敌人是我们自己。
Your own flesh.
是你自己的肉体。
Your own ideas.
你自己的思想。
Your own stubbornness.
你自己的固执。
And so we find ourselves in Zion. We rejoice for a while in Zion, but eventually we find that we slip away from Zion.
所以你虽然在那个锡安里头，可是有一天你竟然发现你好像从锡安脱离了。
And as a Christian, we go through many trials.
做一个基督徒，我们经过许多的试炼。
First, we lose our first love of the Lord.
第一，我们会对主失去了起初的爱心。
Maybe we sense our spiritual life dying because it's on a vine that bears no fruit.
也许你好像是在一个葡萄枝子上不结果子的。你好像你的灵命都死去一样。
And we sense something deeper in our lives called sin. Not sins we commit, but a life of sin within us.
然后我们也感到好像在我们里面有一个罪性，不是我们在外头行的罪行，而是我们里头的罪性。
And we find ourselves captive and unable to abide in Zion.
我们好像自己被掳去一样，不能够常住在锡安。
You see, this is a story, of course, about the Jews who lived in Zion.
我们的确，这是关于那些住在锡安的那些犹太人。
But they became idol worshippers and were unfaithful to God. And so they were sent into captivity in Babylon for 70 years.
因着他们去拜那些假神偶像，所以他们被掳到巴比伦去。
And there in Babylon, they went through great trials.
在巴比伦，他们也经历许多的大的试炼。
There was great suffering.
有很多大的受苦。
There were idols everywhere.
因为到处都是偶像。
After their time in Babylon, they never worshipped idols again.
所以经过巴比伦的时间以后，他们再也没有再敬拜偶像。
They despised idols.
因为他们恨恶这些偶像。
But God loved His people.
可是神爱他的子民。
And God sovereignly turned that captivity and brought them back to Zion.
所以神在他主权里头把他们从巴比伦的当中被掳的当中带回来。
Now, just a little moment of the translation here. That first verse says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
所以我们讲到一些关于翻译的事。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Actually, the word captivity isn't in that verse.
其实这个被掳的这个不是在这个句子里头。
But this is what's understood.
可是我们就这样子了解。
Literally, it says, when the Lord turned our turnings, back to Zion, we were like them to dream. Turn our turnings. Turned our turnings back. Turned us back to Zion.
所以在字面上他是说, 耶和华把我们的转动把它转回。
So for anybody interested now, the Hebrew word is shuv, which in the Bible, in the Old Testament, usually is translated repent.
所以在希伯来文里头那个shuv这个字通常是翻成就是悔改。Repent
means we have to turn around.
所以悔改就是说我们需要转回。So
somehow in our Christian life, we turned away from Zion and were captive in Babylon.
所以在我们基督徒生活里头呢，我们好像转离了锡安。
And there we were captive and we couldn't get free.
所以我们被掳了以后,
and God sovereignly had to turn us back to Zion.
所以神在他主权里头把我们从巴比伦转回转到西安。
Now the Lord is wonderful.
主真是何等美好。
He's a sovereign God.
他是有主权的主。
And we realize something that makes our joy more humble.
所以我们看见，让我们的喜乐是更的谦卑下来。We
find it in verse 4.
我们在第四节,
There's a deeper prayer in our Christian life.
我们基督徒的生活里头有一个更深的祷告。Turn
again our turnings, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
耶和华, 求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。O
Lord, turn our turnings.
求主真是把我们转回，但能够转回。As
the hymn we sing, we are prone to wander.
就像我们知道，我们很容易就会心中偏离。And
we need the Lord to turn us back.
所以我们需要主把我们转回。You
know, we can't even repent unless the Lord turns us back into repentance.
除非我们的主把我们转回，进入一个悔改，不然我们不能够。
He loves his children.
他爱他的子民。He
disciplines his children.
他也管教他的子民,
but he brings us back to Zion.
所以他把我们带回到西安。
Have you gone through a season in your Christian life where you knew captivity and failure and worldliness and sin?
你有没有经历过就是在你基督徒生活里头, 你也是被陷在一个罪里, 在被世界, 被掳的世界。
Maybe you come to the house of God, but there's no joy in your soul.
也许你会来到神的家里, 可是你却心里面没有喜乐。
Have you come to the place where you pray like David, restore to me the joy of my salvation?
你有没有来到像大卫一样,他说,求主恢复我心中的对救恩的喜乐?
There are so many things in this world that can entrap us.
这个世上有许多的事情会掳去我们。
That can steal our joy away.
他会把我们的喜乐都掳去。
Until the Lord turns our captivity back to himself.
一直到我们的主, 把我们从那被掳的当中转回,
And as we come humbly to the Lord, depending upon Him, saying, Oh Lord, keep me, help me, Lord.
一直到我们谦卑地来到主面前说, 求主帮助我。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south.
求你使我们被掳的人归回, 好像南地的河水复流。
Now everybody knows in the south of Israel there are these dry waterbeds called wadis.
很多人都知道在以色列的南部, 有很多这个干的河床叫做就是这个
wadi.
Wadi.
That's it. Wadi.
旱谷.
Most of the year nothing in them.
通常在年中
And then some rain comes up in the mountains.
然后山中有水,
and in 10 minutes, you have a flood going through those streams. And suddenly everything around this that was dead in the desert comes alive. And suddenly you see flowers and you see grass.
所以很快的你会看到你们本来是沙漠一样的,可是就开始又长出来,有开花,
And here is what we realize.
我们就认识到,
Sometimes we go far away from God, but if we turn and repent, He can bring us back in a moment.
所以我们认识到,我们也许有的时候非常的远离神,可是他能够在一个时刻当中,他就让你马上的回来。
He brings us back to Zion.
他把我们带回西安。
But how does He do it?
他如何做的呢?
Once again, we find somebody with tears.
我们又看见了有那流泪的人。
We find somebody weeping.
我们看见有那些, 哭泣的人。
It's our high priest, the Lord Jesus.
乃是我们的大祭司主耶稣。
He's interceding for us.
他在为我们代求。
And he's placed his spirit within us.
他也把他的灵放在我们里面。
And his spirit weeps for us.
他的灵也为我们哭泣。
His spirit prays for us.
他的灵也为我们祷告。
His spirit leads us back.
他的灵也把我们带回。
His spirit sets us free from the laws of sin and death.
他的灵叫我们能够从这个律法的 这个死亡的律法, 罪的律法,
the only way we can grow as in a spiritual life is by the Holy Spirit turning us again and again and again back to Zion.
所以就靠着圣灵一直把我们带回归回到锡安, 我们的灵命才慢慢成长。
And the Spirit does this by sowing the seed of the word of truth into our lives.
所以这个圣灵他如何做呢？他就是把这个福音的这个种子能够撒在我们里面。
And he patiently waits until he can bring us as a sheep back unto the Lord Jesus.
他也耐心的等候，一直到我们好像成为禾捆一样，他就能够拿着献给神。
The Bible says that he who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ.
圣经说那个在你里面行了善功的，必定要成就他。
It matters not how many times you've wandered. What matters now is, have you come back to Zion?
不管你曾经偏离了多少次, 重要的是你能够归回西安。
And so when we have young people's meetings here or in Toronto and everything, we find that young people often have to repent and be revived again.
所以经常我们在有 年轻人的特会或者是多伦多的特会, 我们发现年轻人经常需要被 能够兴起，要能够归回。
But every time they revive, they come up on a higher ground.
可是他们每一次被复兴的时候，他们都到了更高的一个境界。
They stop. They realize they can't keep themselves. Only God can keep them.
他们发现他们自己不能够保守自己，只有神可以保守他们。
This is such an important spiritual realization.
这真是一个重要的属灵的看见。
The Lord is your keeper.
这个神是保守你的那一位。
So the law is abide in him.
所以主说你要与他同住。
Now walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
你要与圣灵同行，你不会体贴你的肉体吧。
And so in the end, we find joy in our hearts that we've been recovered.
所以当你被复兴的时候， 我们发现我们心里头有那个喜乐。
Now you look at many Christians here who have been a Christian a long time.
我们看见我们当中有许多已经做基督徒很久的。
And like myself, they would testify, they failed many times, been captive to sin many times, as a Christian.
像我一样，我们也都承认，我们许多时候，我们做基督徒还是被会有被罪掳去的时候。
But you know, brothers and sisters, we really have no understanding of what God's mercy is until we find him recovering us and bringing us back.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们认识到是他的恩手把我们从被掳的当中归回的时候，我们才认识到神的恩典。Even
as Peter denied the Lord, still the Lord brought him back. Do you love me, Peter? Do you love me?
虽然彼得他三次不认主，可是主还是把他带回来归回，说主，彼得你爱我吗？So
this is the story of our Christian life, including both the joy and the tears of this spiritual progress.
所以我们基督徒的生活真是也关乎喜乐，也关乎一个流泪，能够让我们成长。
But we come back and look at one further level, another step up, if you can see it.
我们愿意再回去一次，从另外一个角度看我们的这个成长。
Now this, at this level, it's no longer about us so much.
在这一个层次，其实不关乎我们本身。
How many of you, your life is all about you?
有多少人的我们当中，你的生命就是关乎你自己。
Well, you may not be ready for level three.
也许你还没有预备好这第三层。
Because the third, higher understanding of this psalm is it's a song speaking of God's eternal purpose.
因为在这第三层的关于这个诗篇是讲到神永远的旨意。
It begins with this.
它开始的时候说，
God loves Zion.
神他爱锡安。
The Bible says, out of Zion is the perfection of beauty, and God shines.
在圣经说，这个锡安乃是这个这个美丽的一个成全完全。
The Bible says the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all of the other cities of Judah.
这个圣经说，神爱这个锡安的城门胜过更多别的犹太的城。
The Bible says the Lord has chosen Zion.
圣经说神拣选了锡安。
And the Lord says, I have set my Messiah in Zion.
圣经也说，神把他的弥赛亚设立在锡安。
Now Zion is the city of God.
这个锡安乃是神的城。
It's so all of us can live together with God.
就是我们能够大家一起与神同住。
But God loves Zion not only because we're there.
可是神爱锡安不是因为我们在那里。
Because Zion is the place of Jesus' throne.
因为锡安乃是耶稣的宝座。
And Zion is the place where the Holy of Holies of God dwells.
锡安也是神的至圣所在的地方。
Many times we say, you know what, I'm a little tired. I don't think I'm going to go to church this morning.
有的时候我们会说，我今天蛮累的，我今天不会想去教会。
Now maybe you have a good reason, you're sneezing or you need to wear a mask or stay away.
也许你有一个理由，就是你还在打喷嚏，所以你就要戴着面罩，那你可以不来。
But with all my heart, I tell you, God loves when Zion gathers together.
可是我真心的跟你说，神喜爱他的子民聚集在锡安。
Maybe you want to stay home.
也许你需要留在家里。
Especially if you're in high school, you got better things to do on social media.
也许你在高中，你在社交媒体上有很多事可以做。
But someday your heart will get bigger.
可是有一天你的心会越来越大。
And you actually want to please the Lord.
你其实想要讨神的喜悦。
You want to do things that you know the Lord loves.
你想要做一些叫神喜悦的事。
And you realize how much God loves Zion.
你也就认识到神何等的爱锡安。
It's his special place for his children.
这乃是他对于他儿女一个非常特别的地方。
And so we see how much the Lord loves us, and this foundation of Zion is being built right now.
所以我们看见神如何喜乐，他也建立这个锡安的一个根基。
But when is this psalm written?
这个诗篇是什么时候被写的呢？
The children of Israel were captive to Babylon. They came back to the ruins of Zion.
那些被掳去的犹太人，他们去了巴比伦，他们回到锡安的时候，其实那些都是废墟。
Zion as a city was demolished.
锡安做一个城，它其实是废墟。
There was no altar for worship.
它没有祭坛能够敬拜。
There was no holy of holies.
没有至圣所。
There's nothing.
什么都没有。
God loves Zion so much.
可是神却是何等的爱锡安。
What's he going to do about it?
他要做什么呢？
He turned captives to Zion.
他把那些被掳的人带回锡安。
He found a remnant. Out of all the people of Israel, he found a remnant willing to go back, pay the price, build Zion.
他从这些以色列的渔民当中找到一些人，叫他们归回来，有愿意来为这个锡安。
Now most of that remnant that went back, they were poor, they weren't noble people, they weren't millionaires.
大部分回去的那些渔民，他们都是很贫穷的，他们不是很有钱的。
They offered everything up to God to build the altar, then to build the temple, then to build the city.
他们把一切的都摆上为了能够重建神的祭坛，他的圣殿跟城。
Now we know this story in Israel's history.
我们知道这个在以色列历史的事。
But this story is given to us because the Lord loves his church, his bride.
这个故事，我们听到这个故事，因为神爱他的心腹，他的教会。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord finds the church in ruins.
可是神却看见他的教会乃是在废墟当中。
I'm talking about the whole church.
我是在讲整个教会。
You know, what's called the church today, many people aren't even saved.
今日的教会有许多人甚至都还没有得救。
Many people in the church have no idea what God's will is.
有许多在教会里的人，他们不知道神的旨意是什么。
Many churches are there to make money.
许多教会他们存在只是为了赚钱。
Many churches filled with those who are sinning, even the leaders, openly sinning in terrible ways.
许多教会其实充满了那些只是想要如何犯罪的，甚至领袖也犯罪。
Just like the churches in the book of Revelation, you know, they've all fallen away from God.
就像启示录里头讲到的一些教会，他们都偏离了神。
Now, what is the Lord going to do about this?
那神要如何做呢？
He loves Zion so.
他如何的爱锡安？
That he raises up a remnant of people.
他就兴起了一些余民。
And he sends them, sets them free from Babylon to stand as a testimony of Zion.
他叫他们从巴比伦 被释放，然后把他们带回西安。
You all know that Martin Luther is credited with beginning the Protestant Reformation.
你知道马丁路德，他就是当初改教的那个弟兄。
And one of the important books that he wrote at that time was The Church in the Babylonian Captivity.
他写了一本很有名的书，就是在巴比伦被掳的教会。
You know, back in those days, in the big Roman Catholic Church, you could buy your way into heaven if you paid enough money.
在那个时候的天主教，只要你付钱，那你就能够好像买进这个天堂的路。
And the church had such power, they could kill you if you didn't believe in their way.
那个时候的天主教非常的有权力，他们你如果不信他们的道，他就可以杀掉你。
You see, the church that the Lord loves.Is his bride.
这个神爱的这个教会是他的心腹。
Not all of these institutional things and man-made things.
不是这些组织，不是一些人为的事。
But he finds a people.
对，他寻找一个子民。
He gathers them together.
他把他们聚在一起。
He says, "Pray, turn again our captivity, O Lord."
他说，求主叫我们被掳的人归回。
He asked these remnant to stand on Zion's walls and pray for the Lord to come to the city.
他愿意这些渔民他们在城墙上能够祷告，叫被掳的人归回。
How brave were those Jewish men like Zerubbabel and Jeshua and Ezra and Nehemiah who came back as a remnant and built the temple in the city of God.
那些被掳的人，他们归回，他们何等的他们何等的勇敢就像那个所罗巴伯像约书亚，像以斯拉，还有像尼希米。
And so he raises up a remnant to do what? To sow the seed of the full counsel of God and His recovery.
所以他兴起这些渔民叫这些。叫神的旨意也能够借着这个成就。
I think Watchman Nee's testimony, at least the English version, which was called Against the Tide, is really true to what he did in his life.
我相信尼托森弟兄他有一个见证，中流砥柱。
Anyway,
是对他的生命是非常忠实真实的一个见证。
Well, that took a lot of translating. You know, I mean, the whole of Christendom, all of the priests and the bishops and all that stuff, and they just began to meet in a small way.
所以在这个基督教的世界里头，他们却是一个从一个很小的一种环境里头就开始聚会。
They said the church is the bride of Christ.
说教会乃是基督的心腹。
The church must be holy.
这个教会一定要是圣洁的。
Jesus must be on the throne of Zion in the church.
耶稣一定要在锡安坐在宝座上。
And so they were persecuted and they were ridiculed.
所以他们被逼迫，他们被人家戏弄。
But you know that most of the Christian work that's done even now in China, where maybe over 100 million are true Christians, came from the seeds that were sown by the little flock.
可是在大陆呢，却借着这些小群叫许多上千万的人都那个得救。
And the story goes on. The brethren recovered so much church life there in England, where the English church was so dead.
所以这些弟兄们
Now are you one of those who love Zion? Will you sow with tears?
你是否会流泪撒种呢?
And reap in joy?
然后你,
you know, the seed of the word of truth is very precious and very costly.
这个真理的种子是非常的 有很大的代价的
And as we see the Lord recover His church, we go through a time of many tears, much weeping.
当我们看见神恢复他的教会的时候, 我们知道有许多的流泪 在后头
But as we share the seed and bring in sheaves of people who see what the Lord really loves about Zion.
可是当我们分享这些 撒种的事
We will see the Lord do His final work quickly, like the streams of the south.
我们相信神要做他最后的工作, 乃是像那些南地的河水复流。
When the Lord has found His bride ready, come again.
当神看见他的心腹已经预备好了，他就会再来。
And those of the remnant who love Mount Zion will say, "Grace, grace! It was all God that did this."
所以那些渔民他们在西安他们说都是神的恩典成就了这些
And so we sing this song as those with a blessed hope
所以我们唱这个诗篇的我们乃是有一个有福的福气
We rejoice with great joy that we can gather around the Lord's table and celebrate I'm only a sinner saved by grace
所以我们感谢主我们可以环绕这个桌子
That we can also pray with tears and share the truth of the word with those many, many around us that the Lord wants brought back from captivity to Zion.
我们也能够流泪，我们也能够撒种， 叫神可以把许多的灵魂能够从被掳的地方归回。
If we can gather in such a way, we are ascending toward Mount Zion.
如果我们能够如此的聚集， 我们就是慢慢地登上了这个锡安山
May we find ourselves singing this song
愿意我们每个人都可以唱这首诗篇
You sing the songs of Zion?
你有没有唱过锡安的诗篇呢?
Remember what the psalm said
你还记得诗人说
When we were captive in Babylon, we couldn't sing the songs of Zion
当我们在巴比伦的时候 我们不能够唱锡安的歌
And so we hung our harps upon the willow tree and we had no song because we were in a foreign land
因为我们把我们的琴吊在这个枝头上，因为我们不能够唱锡安的歌。
So, are you back in Zion?
你是否在锡安呢?
Has the Lord restored you from a time when you went away from Him?
神有没有就是因着你曾经离开他，把你带回来呢?
Are you growing in your Christian life to where you see the most important things are really what the Lord wants?
你是否有在你属灵的生命里成长？
And when you seek His kingdom first, whatever you need, He takes care of.
当你求神的国，你先求神的国的时候，他会照顾你的需要。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great, great work the Lord is doing.
弟兄姐妹，这是神在做的一个奇妙的事。
He's recovering Zion.
他在恢复锡安。
And yesterday, part of that recovery was the sowing of the gospel seed.
昨天呢，就是那个恢复，就是在撒这个福音的种子。
May the Lord bless us with all of our joy and all of our tears.
求主祝福，纪念我们一切的喜乐跟流泪。
Let's have a few prayers before we go.
我们结束以前有一些祷告。